Welcome to Central Line, Leadership in Healthcare, the show that shares stories, experiences, and advice from notable and innovative leaders in healthcare. Leading in healthcare is incredibly challenging. So if you are looking to learn firsthand from nurses, physicians, administrators, and other healthcare professionals in leadership and management roles, this is the podcast for you. Hosted by Leah Wutchik, leadership development expert, executive coach, healthcare professional, and president and co-founder of Tall Trees Leadership. We talk with today's successful healthcare leaders on how they get to where they are, lessons learned along the way, and what it takes to thrive as a successful leader in healthcare. Let's get started with your host, Leah Wutchik.
Dr. Dan Weberg is a fellow of the American Academy of Nursing, as well as an expert in nursing, healthcare innovation, and human-centered design. He has extensive clinical experience in emergency departments, acute inpatient hospital settings, and academia. Dan is currently consulting across several organizations to support strategy and innovation ecosystems to improve healthcare. He served as the Vice President for Transformation Services at Ascension, supporting 60,000 nurses and more than 140 facilities in modernizing nursing technology, developing new care models, and measuring innovation outcomes. Previously, he was the Head of Clinical Innovation for Trusted Health, the staffing platform for the healthcare industry, where he helped drive product strategy and work to change the conversation around innovation in the healthcare workforce. Dan spent 7 years at Kaiser Permanente, where he held executive roles in nursing innovation, research, and technology strategy across 8 regions, 38 hospitals, 60,000 nurses. He was also part of the founding faculty for the new Kaiser Permanente School of Medicine. Dan is on the faculty at the Ohio State University College of Nursing and multiple innovation fellowship programs. He previously taught on nursing innovation and leadership at Arizona State University. He is on the editorial board for Nursing Administration Quarterly and has authored 24 peer-reviewed articles and 2 textbooks, including Evidence-Based Innovation Leadership for Health Professions and Leadership in Nursing Practice. Dan earned his bachelor's in nursing and was the first cohort to graduate from the Master's in Healthcare Innovation program at ASU, as well as the first ever graduate of the PhD in Healthcare Innovation Leadership program at ASU. Dan serves on several advisory boards, including the American Nurses Association Innovation Advisory Board. His clinical background is in emergency and trauma nursing at Level 1 trauma centers in California and Arizona. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
I am doing great.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being here at Central Line Leadership in Healthcare. I am thrilled to bits that you are here and are open to sharing your ideas. I've been wanting to have you on the podcast for quite a while. And so to kick us off, I'm wondering if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so I am at my heart an ER and trauma nurse. That's where I started my nursing career and have had a varied career in different aspects from education to research and stuff. But right now, I am doing 2 things. One, I'm doing consulting and speaking around innovation and leading change in healthcare, and also teaching at 2 universities, University of Calgary in their new Doctor of Nursing Practice Leadership program, as well as the Ohio State University's Master's in Healthcare Innovation program.
So that's really interesting because I imagine it's quite a different way of life for you from your ER days and trauma days. So let's just go back, if you don't mind, to those days of being a trauma nurse. What about it did you love?
I love ER and trauma. I started as a new grad in the ER and the trauma unit at UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. And if I would have started anywhere else in the hospital, I probably would have left healthcare. My personality resonates with the ER, sort of that, you know, dealing with critical situations, adrenaline, having to think on your feet, you know, life or death, all that kind of stuff. I really enjoyed it. So I love ER. And I quickly got certified as an emergency nurse through the ENA certification program and jumped right into level one trauma. And I loved every single piece of ER nursing.
Interesting. So what made you switch from that type of work to the work that you're doing today? How did that all come about?
When I was in the ER, I was always the guy who was bringing in the latest thing. So when I was a new grad, I was like, "Hey, have you guys seen the Palm Pilot 3? Look, you can put Hippocrates on there and look up what the residents are going to prescribe before they even know what they're going to do." And so I was, getting people up on that. And then I was getting into simulation, the mannequin-based training programs, and helped program simulators. And before that was a big thing in nursing programs, I was sitting with Sim Man in a closet trying to figure out how to make him do different scenarios and change his vital signs and different things. And so I really enjoyed that sort of innovation side of things. It was just sort of a natural thing for me. And as I was going through my ER nursing career, both at UCLA and then in Arizona, I was getting really frustrated with the leadership on why they wouldn't adopt these things more formally or faster. And so I was, trying to push, "Hey, if we did this, we could improve outcomes," or, "Hey, we could improve training if we did these things, I'll help you." And they're like, "Oh, no, we're going to do our annual education days. We're going to do these different things." And I just kept hitting my head on the wall of like, why aren't health systems able to change? Why aren't leaders able to lead the future? They're stuck in the day-to-day sort of operational stuff. And just pure frustration sort of drove me into, well, I need to figure out how to do this. So I went in my master's program and learned about innovation in the master's in healthcare innovation program. It opened my eyes. It's like, in the Matrix, Neo takes that pill and he sees the Matrix and he can never go back to his sort of mundane accountant life. And that master's program really catalyzed that for me. And from there, I was still an ER nurse when I did that. And from there, I was like, I love patient care and I love the ER, but there's a bigger fish to fry here, and really got passionate about what are the behaviors of successful leadership in building the future of our health system.
Yeah, so it sounds like innovation and technology have always been something that's been close to your heart. And I really appreciate the initiative you took to learn more and to figure out how you can better support that aspect of nursing. And it's interesting because, in my experience, until maybe more recently, I feel that nursing and innovation haven't been something that people have naturally thought as things that go together. But I'm curious about your thoughts on that.
I think nursing and innovation go together, and every day nursing is innovating. I mean, you think about the number of workarounds a nurse does on their given shift because of the poorly designed processes and policies that we have in our health systems. That's a form of innovation. They're adapting in the moment to deliver care to the patients that they believe, and they're navigating politics and people and drama and lack of supplies and lack of staff and all these factors. Like that at its core is an innovation mindset. Where we get stuck is we forget that we're innovating every day, and then there's like this big thing that's this big change that's going to happen. Oh, we got to adopt this technology. We got to implement the EMR thing. We got to optimize this. And like we get stuck because we forget that at our core, our practice is innovation. I mean, it's really founded in delivering change and adapting our practice in the moment. And then when these big initiatives come by, we're like, "Oh no, we can't change. We can't do that." So I think there's sort of a miss there. And I think the other piece that drives sort of a resistance to change in nursing or innovation nursing is really we're not included and we don't demand to be included. And so we sort of take this passive voice or this passive aggressive approach to these different things. Oh, management's going to do this to us. Oh, the doctors get to do this to us. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And instead of really stepping up and sort of owning our space. And, that's a generalization. It definitely isn't everywhere, but I think that that's sort of been the history of our profession. And so change has always been seen as like this negative thing rather than the opportunity for us to really build the desired future we have, knowing that what we're working in now is completely broken and dysfunctional. And so I hope nurses sort of embody that innovation mindset a little bit more because they're doing it, and we can lead our way out of this. We don't have to wait for someone to fix it for us.
You know, that's a really interesting thought around how maybe nurses have been more passive, if you will, around advocating for themselves to be at the table and to be part of all of the decision making and processes that happen within healthcare. What do you think's behind that?
Well, I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, I think, nursing just has this opportunity to really lead the future, and we haven't owned that space. We've sort of, for many reasons, been the room charge or the even from the history of nursing, it sort of started as the doctor's handmaiden and things, and it's we just don't step up into the space we own. And ultimately, if you look at healthcare systems now across, almost every country, maybe every country, nurses are the center of health. They coordinate everything. They are the communication lines to the family, to all the different stakeholders on the care team, to just every piece, to the technology. And but we don't own that space. So I think a lot of it is we have a history of not being there, and it takes a lot to sort of change your mindset as a culture of a profession. And so I think that's kind of at the core of it.
What shifts are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I what I'm seeing a lot of, well, there's sort of two things. One's positive, I think, and one's negative. One, there is a growing movement of nurses becoming entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, and sort of not accepting the fact that they have to spend all of their time working in a health system or a clinic or a long-term care facility or name your practice area for 30 years and retiring. They are seeing that as one avenue to practice. They're owning their practice through going to travel nursing and dictating their own terms of how they want to work. They're going into side businesses or full-time businesses around finance and patient care and invention of products and all kinds of stuff. So there's a movement of that, which I don't think nursing has had in a long time. So I think that's awesome. I think the other reaction is a frustration with the system and waiting to change. So that sort of expression of what we talked about, sort of that not being at the table. And instead of demanding to be at the table and upgrading our leadership skills and really influencing, there's also a movement of, and I see this a lot on social media, complaining or blaming. And there's this sort of divide. Well, the nurse is delivering care, and then there's management, or there's that group, or this other thing that we can't control. So we'll just make fun of it and sort of demonize and create this divide, and which is sort of creating more problems than it's solving. And so I think those are the two reactions I'm seeing. I want to support every single nurse, entrepreneur, innovator, disruptor, because that's the way we're going to change. I want to sort of create a different narrative for our profession for the other group.
It's interesting you mentioned about the nurse entrepreneur and intrapreneur. I mean, I think about my own journey in nursing, and 10 years ago, when I became an entrepreneur, I didn't know any other nurse that had done something like this. And now I'm starting to see that more and more. I also hear what you're saying around changing the narrative. And so, from your perspective, how do we go about making that change?
Well, I think we need more positivity in there. I think there's a number of influencers out there who use, making fun of situations, which are reality. I mean, there's in all comedy, there's a dose of reality, right? And I think that's needed. That's sort of a stress relief. But I think we have to also balance that with, so what do we do about it? So what if that, I make a video and it's about the ICU nurse versus the ER nurse, and they hate each other, and there's all this drama between that. There's reality in that. But what do we do about it? And so what's the narrative of how do we change that instead of just making fun of these things? Or, the nurse leader who does a pizza party when everyone's fried and working 7 days a week, 16-hour shifts, right? There's reality in that. But what do we do about it? Like, where's the other lens? Where's the solutioning? Where's the excitement? Where's the provocation of how do you do this differently? And I think if we need to get that in there. And I think, the narrative is dominated by a small few, which are getting lots of likes because it resonates, which is fine. I think we need to also have the results oriented or the solution oriented pieces there too, of like, what do we do about this? What's the change? How do we leverage, a million followers to create the needed support in policy change or organizational pressure to change some of the things that we don't like? And I think that's really what's missing. So I would love to see more nurse influencers from across the board, not just sort of frontline nurses, but nurse leaders, nurse policy people, nurse supporters, you know, just having a different conversation than what I see dominating, you know, the TikTok and Instagram feeds.
Yeah, absolutely right. And so I'm curious then, what do you see as the influence of innovation within that idea of changing that narrative?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, when you're trying to transform a system and or a network, which is what our profession is, it's a network of people that interact based on a set of rules, our professional rules. The way to change that is through conversation and influence. And so it's small. I mean, there's research out there that simply by the way we talk to each other, we can determine if the team is going to be high, medium, or low performing. And if I were to look at the conversation nurses have with each other, I would say we are a low performing team at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think simply by the words we use, the way we address each other, the way we support each other, the way we deal with conflict amongst our own profession, if we can change the way that happens and not have this us versus them, staff versus management, you know, big system versus blah, 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 you know, there's truth in all of that stuff. But I think we got to cut through it and just say, how does nursing support nursing? How do we elevate each other? How do we solve these problems together and kind of connect the dots there? I think that's the first step. And it doesn't have to be, you know, running for the Senate to, you know, or some provincial leadership. It really is just how do we talk to each other differently and move from a blame sort of mentality to support each other and build each other up, elevate and put people in the room and at the table. So anyway, I think that's sort of the first step. And it doesn't have to be this big bang, you know, massive initiative, you know, march on Washington sort of thing. It really is just changing how we talk to each other.
I love everything about what you're saying. And this idea of change can be something that starts relatively small, and it doesn't have to be this big, huge initiative. Or as you said, you don't have to run for council or anything like that. You can just start by supporting each other on a day-to-day basis in how you interact. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I hear a lot from the people that I work with, all of what you've been saying around tearing each other down, conflicts, even behaviors such as bullying coming forward. And it's at the point, I think, where it feels like this is kind of a moment in time to make that change.
Yeah, I 100%. I mean, if you look at it, you know, from an innovation perspective, the best time to create change is when the system is in chaos, because mm-hmm. there is a lack of structure. There's not a lack of order. There's a lack of structure. There's a removal of those approvals and hierarchical power dynamics and things, because what that normal day-to-day operating used to do is no longer working. And so everyone's sort of, the rules don't apply. And if you want to create change, that's the best time to do it, because you can rewrite the rules without having to break down, you know, legacy existing structures. So now is the time. Like we just today, every single day you go on Becker's, you see $1 billion loss, Cleveland Clinic, $1.5 billion loss, Kaiser, $1.8 billion loss. Health systems are not functional. And that is the exact time to come in and disrupt and change. So my hope is that we rally. And that's, you know, I've been giving keynotes and different talks recently about that. This is our blockbuster moment. We have the choice to go back to blockbuster video and have late fees in a smelly environment where none of the videos were rewound, or we can go the way of Netflix and invest in Blu-ray, go to streaming, build the future we desire and invest in it. And my hope and my passion is to push us towards the Netflix narrative and not the blockbuster narrative.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that analogy. So what does a Netflix narrative look like for nursing?
Well, I mean, it takes investment. So what Netflix did was, you know, they think, you know, everyone thinks they just sort of popped up and that because they didn't have late fees and they'd mail order, that was their thing. But Netflix was really strategic about how they used their capital, their dollars and resources. And what they ended up doing is they invested in the technology that would be 5 to 10 years out rather than invest in the stuff that was working for them today, which is basically what Blockbuster ended up doing. And so I think nursing needs to kind of invest in what the future looks like rather than investing in what we hoped worked pre-pandemic. And, you know, that's everything from staffing. I think we have to rethink what staffing looks like. We don't have enough nurses. You can't throw nurses. We can't have nurse patient ratios that are 4 to 1 if there's not enough people. Yeah. So how do we rethink what the care team looks like? And nursing should lead that because we lead the care team. And so what are the other roles, the skills, the technologies that give us superpowers as nurses, not just throwing another body at it? So I think, you know, that's one investment I think we have to do. I think the other one is really specifically on the technology piece, not looking at technology as replacing our work or disconnecting us from patient care, but looking at technology as a way to give us superpowers to be better as clinicians and getting demanding, but getting on committees and being involved with startup companies and the big tech companies and applying for those jobs to influence that work is going to be key for nursing. And I think the last one is we have to come together in some way. You know, nursing doesn't, and medicine doesn't either, but nursing doesn't have one association that sort of connects the dots or represents the profession in a large swath. And so I think, and I don't know if one association could do it, but I think we just need to get more consistent as a profession on what our voice and message is. And that gives us a lot of power as well. And right now, I think there's a lot of fragmentation. So, I mean, those are big, big buckets. You know, if I'm a staff nurse listening to this, I'm gonna be like, yeah, right, I'm not doing any of that stuff. But even on the front lines, that is get involved in your unit councils, get involved and spend time with your nurse managers, get involved with committees at your local hospital or clinic. Like that influence at the local level is instantly impactful. And then together we can build to more of those national pieces.
Yeah, I think it's really important about that piece around getting involved and doing what you can. And it reminds me a little bit of Drew Dudley's TED Talk around everyday leadership. And that it's, and it goes back to what we were saying earlier about it doesn't have to be this massive thing. It can be about how you can influence in whatever capacity you can. I want to come back to what you were saying around the Blockbuster, you know, investing in what was working for them currently and Netflix investing into what would be 10 years out. And I kind of hear that parallel to what you were saying right at the beginning of our call about when you were a trauma nurse and wanting to change how you were doing education and simulations, whereas the leadership was saying, no, no, we're just going to run our education day like we always do. What do you think is behind that resistance to thinking 10 years out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's changing. I think we're getting a new... we're getting a new generation of nurses into the health systems that are ready for something different. And just conceptually, I look back to where most of our healthcare leaders were trained was in an industrial revolution type mindset. So many of their mentors were like literally running industrial revolution type businesses. Mm-hmm. And healthcare was built in the industrial revolution model, which is productivity and widgets and service lines and linear command structures and all this stuff. And so, you know, if you're a leader and that's all you know, and your organization is set up to run that way, you know, of course you're going to be resistant to anything change. It's scary. There's not a good model for anything different. And so but I think that, you know, the next generation sees that anything's possible. They have tools to create anything. They have artificial intelligence that will write books for them and curate content in a way that they can consume instantly. That you don't have to memorize anything. You can look up everything and the information is at their fingertips. And I think when you have that mindset of I can do anything and get access to any information I might need, then yeah. You can lead differently. And it's not about control and command. It's about facilitation and bringing people together and providing information so that decisions can be made. And so I think that's going to catalyze things differently. I think for the leaders that, you know, that may be uncomfortable for them, like there's no other way. Going back obviously isn't going to happen. And ultimately, a hospital system post, you know, 3 or 4 quarters of $1 billion losses, heads roll, reorganization happens, it forces change. And so I would rather be proactive as a leader around that than wait for, you know, the board to be like, all right, heads are rolling sort of thing. So I think, you know, with those two pressures together, change will happen. And my hope is that it's more proactive than reactive.
I think we know, all of us know, that healthcare has traditionally often been very reactive versus proactive. So it sounds like you're seeing this shift, you're feeling this shift, and it's happening. What I'm curious about is, COVID. And what do you see as the impact of COVID on all of this?
I mean, COVID just accelerated the broken pieces in the system. So I think that's really where I think COVID did us a service almost in that capacity where, you know, all these fractures, all these things that were broken, staffing, technology, stress, burnout were happening in 2020, 2017, 2015. And now, you know, COVID just said, well, we're just going to like 10X that and make sure you know that all that stuff's really broken. So, you know, coming out of COVID, I think I hear this a lot. Oh, we need to go back to the pre-pandemic. And like, we have to realize back, it wasn't better. Like it wasn't like some magic. We weren't all just happy people, like, you know, working our way and treating our patients, and everything was sort of hunky-dory. It was just sort of a stable period. And I think, you know, what COVID did is it just showed us that there's lots of broken pieces that we need to focus on. So I think COVID, you know, it creates that crisis that's going to force change. And so I think, you know, what we have to realize is there was a lot of good that came out of COVID. You saw people adapt very quickly. You saw hierarchies and control and committees and stuff move fast. You saw the approvals necessary to get one thing done go out the window. And I think that from a leader perspective, from a nursing perspective, we need to look critically at what changed and what we want to keep around. So the fact that you can make a decision around whatever it was, patient care, staffing, supplies, in the moment and not have to go through 500 approvals, why do we have to go back to 500 approvals? Like, what do we keep around that makes sense? And I think that's a big piece that I would love to see our leaders do. And COVID provided the lens for us it forced us to disrupt our normal operating procedures. And what we need to do now is look at what are we going to keep that we disrupted and what needs to maybe be refined a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really proved that we can operate differently than we have in the past. And I definitely hear what you're saying about being thoughtful and deliberate about what we are keeping going forward. You know, what are we taking? What are those lessons from COVID? But also, beyond the idea of lessons, what are the pieces of adaptation that we want to keep nurturing and supporting and growing? Mm-hmm. What are you seeing right now that's really exciting? I'm curious if there's certain things happening in the world of healthcare innovation and nursing innovation that you're really excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of cool things happening. You know, there's the, like we talked about, the entrepreneur stuff that I think is just, you know, I was meeting with, you know, a bunch of nurse entrepreneurs recently who are just creating products that are changing patient care. Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing. So I think that's really cool. I do think that we're at a point where technology will support our workflows rather than inhibit them. I don't know what that's going to look like, but there are some cool technologies out there like Laudio.com and a couple others that are really supporting the nursing workforce in a way that allows managers to manage, you know, all their direct reports and support them in their careers and life and scheduling and all those type of things. I think There's tools that are coming out that help us be better clinicians. Mednition is one where it's helping nurses triage more accurately in the emergency department. So I think we're getting our superpowers slowly, and I think that's really cool. So I'm excited to see what comes out of sort of the AI and machine learning piece as well, that enhances our practice and allows us to maybe even be more independent in our practice and support our patients and our systems a little bit better. So I think we're at the cusp. There's a lot of hype around that stuff now, but I think we're at the cusp of a few tools coming through that really change the game for nursing and health systems and how they work with their clinical talent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so on that note, what I'm curious about is when you're doing your work around the keynote speaking you're doing, the consulting you're doing, what are people coming to you for?
Yeah, I get requests a lot for a lot. I'm speaking a lot in the next couple of months. For me, you know, that blockbuster analogy, that's sort of been a theme for a while of, you know, what are the fractures in the system, and then what are the specific leadership behaviors and tactics that we can do in order to lead through disruption or chaos and that kind of stuff. So the wrapper of disruption changes, but those leadership behaviors are consistent. Recently been asked to do some work around like building your personal brand, and not from a social media standpoint, but of like an influence standpoint. So How do you show up? How do you influence others, whether that's on social media or in your organization? So I've been working on some of that stuff. And then the last piece is really around helping some technology companies that are trying to build tools for nurses and healthcare really think about how do they build those tools, and helping with their strategy and marketing and even product development around those type of things. So that's been fun as well. So lots of work to be done, but all definitely fun and needed, and hopefully, you know, helps change the game a little bit.
It sounds like there's a real appetite for this type of work. And so if you were to speak with someone who was a nurse or a healthcare professional in a different capacity and wanting to get into the space of innovation, what would you suggest for them to do?
Well, there are a lot of innovators out there. And so I would say, you know, get and connect with those people on social media. Marion Leary, Bonnie Clipper, myself are three good ones to start with that have lots of connections to the innovation community. I would say if you're in the US, the American Nurses Association has an innovation advisory board and a work groups related to nursing innovation. And so I would say go check them out and all the resources they have around that as well. And then I think, you know, ultimately, you know, that gives you sort of that information to help start innovating, but take action where you can locally. How do you create change and get involved in the local committees and informal networks and things in your local area that allow you to sort of build the change that you wish to see?
I think, you know, the advice of getting involved just is so timely on so many levels. And it's clear that you have a real passion for this. So I'm curious, what about what you do? Do you love so much?
You know, I love my network of people. So I love talking to them. I love supporting them. I love creating content that inspires, provokes, that kind of stuff. I just really enjoy helping people take that pill in the matrix and see see the future and be able to, you know, manipulate the code so that they can create the future they want. So I enjoy all that and really, you know, get inspired by some of these nurse entrepreneurs that have really taken a jump away from what they're taught in nursing school and are building the companies that are going to influence our profession for the future. So I think that's what gets me up every day.
Yeah, it's definitely really inspiring. And, you know, I think about the future and I think, you know, there's so many opportunities and so many possibilities. But what I'm wondering about is, what do you see as the brightest future for nursing?
Oh, that's a big question for sure. I mean, what I would love to see nursing do is just own our space. And I don't know what that looks like ultimately. There's a number of things that I think nursing needs to shore up, the multiple degrees it takes to enter the profession, the sort of progression through the different opportunities we have. But ultimately, I'd love to see nursing be the front door to a healthcare system. So right now, you know, many health systems' front door are physicians, and I love my physician colleagues. I help build a medical school, but they're also the most expensive resource, and not every patient needs a physician all the time. And so, you know, many people just need coordination of what resource to go to or what piece of information to get so that they can make a decision about their care and be supported in that. And I wonder if the future of nursing really is the front door to healthcare, and we help triage and allocate and refer people to the right level of care at the right time with our nursing skills. So I think that ultimately is a pretty cool future, and I would love to see nurses at all levels be that front door.
I am grateful for that thought around nurses being the front door. And you said earlier, and so I'll bring this forward to pair that with, is that nurses are also the core of what we do. And you talked about how everything circles around nursing, and all of our services, all of our programs, all of the care that is provided centers around nursing. So in closing, I would just like to maybe hear from you any words of encouragement around nurses and nursing innovation.
Well, I think it goes back to what we started with, which is innovation is a core of our practice. And everything we do as a profession is founded on adapting in the moment. And so I think just reflecting on that and using those same skills we use in the patient care area and in stressful situations like codes and rapid response and that kind of stuff, and just saying I can deal with the worst of the worst, and to change a health system is like nothing compared to dealing with life and death. So I think just taking that different perspective and really, you know, owning our practice and not taking it anymore and stepping up and influencing where we can, and not going to social media and complaining about it, but going in and trying to change the minds of the people who are overseeing some of this stuff.
Yeah. As you say that, I'm reminded of that saying about be the change you wish to see in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what I'm really taking from your thoughts there, is that you have it in you to make that change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have it in you. And there's lots of tools out there for you to learn more about this stuff. There's, you know, I have stuff on my website. There's the ANA has a bunch of stuff. There's conferences around this. So like, get out there and start building up those skills, and just know a lot of people are rooting for you. And so we're here to support as well.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said. Thank you, Dan, so much for your time today.
Yeah, no, really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us today at Central Line, Leadership in Healthcare. Also, if you liked what you heard, please head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave us a review. Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Also, if you'd like to learn more about our host, Leah Woodchick, check out talltreesleadership.com.